Please go ahead. This afternoon's conference call is now being recorded.
Thank you. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everyone. Welcome to the LOC Working Group meeting on Thursday, 20th of June, 2013. On the call today, we have Alan Greenberg, Michael Nealon, Matt Schneller, and Jonathan Tenenbaum. We have apologies from Haguda Fala, Gabriela Sack, Christian Durain, and Laurie Anderson. And from staff, we have Marika Connings, Barry Cobb, and myself, Julia Chavalin. May I remind all participants to please state their names before speaking for transcription purposes. Thank you very much, and over to you.
Thank you. As usual, are there any updates or changes to people's SOIs? Or once? Twice? Okay. Right. I'm not comfortable with us having too much of a conversation with so few participants. I don't think that's particularly helpful for anybody. Marika, go ahead.
Yeah, this is Marika. I'm just wondering if maybe we can just have a conversation on a way forward on, because I think basically the last remaining issue that we have to address is the one that's on the screen, is to address settlement. So maybe we can just discuss what approach we can take to try to resolve this issue, possibly on the mailing list, because I'm not really sure if you know, we didn't have many apologies. We've seen, I think, a tendency that tends to happen as well towards the end of the process for working groups. So if there are any ideas or suggestions on how we can come to a conclusion on this item so we can actually get everything into the final report and hopefully get sign off on it, possibly before Durban.
Okay. The current state of play is that the registrars have one view, the UDRP providers have another view, and I'm not sure where the rest of you fall, to be perfectly honest. So, Alan, what are your thoughts?
I'm straight on with the registrars. I understand that the providers normally do not do that kind of thing, that they let their panels do it, but I think on a relative scale, one can train or provide guidance to the few providers a lot easier to the very large number of registrars, and particularly the large number who don't think they need that information until it's too late. That, yes, it's a new thing they're doing. It probably should be done via some sort of standardized form, and I don't see, I'm sure they don't want to do it, but I don't see the logic for not doing it. I do think we have to make sure to do it in such a way. They've pointed out that often people settle so a panel will not be convened, and therefore there's no report. And I think we need to make sure that benefit still stays there. But I don't see it as a way out. I think we have to make sure that we cross the T's and dot the I's. As Christine pointed out in a recent mail, that the current process makes sure that if people renege on the decision to settle, that the UDRP is still going until, the appropriate time. So I think we need to make sure those assurances are still there. But I do not think it's unreasonable to put the responsibility on the provider to verify that they have a signed agreement from the various parties, instead of putting that assessment on the registrars. So I'm strongly on that side.
Okay, thanks, Alan. Jonathan, go ahead.
Sure, and I'm sure this will come as a big surprise, but I can't agree more. I mean, we deal with these issues all the time where people are sending us documents and, settlement agreements and, other kind of corporate filings, just anything to sort of back up their position that, hey, this is what happened. And, I think even with the settlement agreement, it's a little bit easier, but it still requires sort of this extra, the extra steps on the part of the registrar And to have the and if we're talking about option A and option B, you know, it doesn't seem to make sense to have the provider issuing an order to do something prior to the parties actually settling, especially if the, and maybe I'm reading this wrong, but on option B, the you know, number two talks about issuing an order to unlock for the sole purpose of whatever, you know, is going to take place under the settlement, but it seems like that's happening before the parties actually settle. Right? Is that how? Am I reading that wrong? I might be a little late to the party on this. I've been out of the mix a bit, but you know, just to echo what Alan said. I mean, I, you know, 100% agree with that approach. That, you know, let the settlement docs go to the provider, and then the provider send along the direction to the registrars to tell them what action to take. Since in many, you know, I think in a lot of ways, that's essentially how the process typically goes anyway, where the provider comes to some, makes a decision, and then informs the registrar what the decision or what the directive is based on the decision, or, you know, what action is to be taken. So I think having the settlement sort of flow through them, I think, makes sense. I think that's in line with the way the you know, the way the process is now. And my second piece is just, it just seems like between this option A and option B, if that's what we're talking about, option B doesn't seem to make a ton of sense to me, because we're talking about the provider issuing an order about settlement before the parties have actually settled. So I'm not sure what's going on there. But anyway, my two cents.
Thanks, Jonathan. No, thank you. Okay, we've got a couple of people late to the party. So Faisal Shah has joined, and WIPO has joined.
This is Marika. One possible approach could be to go back, and now that David has joined the call, maybe David is even able to respond, but to go back to David as well as Christine to see whether, together with the, you know, suggestions that Luke has made in his email on, you know, making this a more standardized process, which then would probably allow as well for clearer enforcement, because as I think said as well in the last call, my understanding would be if this new process for settlement is clearly defined, it would also mean that it, you know, becomes part of the policy and basically means that I can enforce if it turns out that, you know, registrars are not following the instructions according to the process that has been defined here. So whether that would, you know, reassure them and possibly allow them to support option A together with, I think, the majority of members, at least here now, and I think as well in response of the survey, that seem to support option A in dealing with settlement.
Okay, thank you. Somebody was trying to speak there. Not too sure it was. Please go ahead.
Hey, sorry, this is Matt. The perils of not being on the chat board as well as on the call. One of the things that the registrars did not, sorry, that the providers have said they didn't like about A was in part terminology driven, that the provider itself can't issue an order. But that's something that only the panel can do after you're basically to the point where the parties have submitted and the panel is making a final decision. I wonder if we could meet some of the provider concerns, and maybe David can speak to this, if we changed the term order to something like the board can issue a notice to the registrar that the parties appear to have reached a settlement agreement that would provide for transfer of the domain name or deletion of the domain name or whatever, and we're therefore suspending the proceeding for X number of days to implement the proceeding, or to, you know, to implement the settlement agreement, and would appreciate your help in doing so, or something like that, where it's not an order, so the provider isn't stepping into the panel's shoes, but it's still providing a coordinating role of some sort. I think the other advantage of doing something like that, it also just reduces the total amount of changes that we would have to make to the UDRP text itself. It would keep settlement as sort of the same procedural steps that kind of off the books in terms of the formal UDRP steps, but it would still allow the providers to play the kind of informal coordinating role that they do anyway.
So does David or one of the others want to speak to this, and then I'll go to Alan? Okay. Alan, you had your hand up?
Oh, that was a fake hand. I hit it by mistake.
Oh, okay. David, are you there?
Hi, everybody. This is Jo Tang from WIPO. I'm sitting in for David, who's just coming out of a meeting, which is running a bit late. I apologize for that.
Oh, okay. Would you like to speak to us?
I obviously usually leave this to David, but in terms of the whole terminology aspect or the fact that, yes, it is only the panel which can issue an order, and the process that is generally done, at least here, is that if the parties inform us that they are going into settlement, then we accept that and tell them to give us a time of how long to suspend it and let us know if and when a settlement is reached, and in which case we then provide some kind of notice to the registrar who would then unlock it for, in order for that settlement to be implemented.
Okay. As I think what a couple of people were suggesting is that maybe it's a matter of terminology, whereas the suggest by others, it's just a matter of, it's just more to do with a slight change to the process in terminology. I think, okay, Marika, sorry, I've lost my throat. It might be best then if we were to actually put the proposed language to the list so that David and Christine could have a look at it. With, you know, Luke's suggestions. Marika, did you have your hand up?
This is Marika. No, I didn't have my hand up, but Anita was suggesting that maybe, you know, based on what Matt just suggested as well, you know, changing the issue order to issue notice. And maybe then, in addition, provide some of the description that Luke has provided on how that process could go. That may not be part of the, you know, 1, 2, 3, but it may be part of the explanation to this or a kind of more implementation guidance to this recommendation. We can maybe add that and then send that out on the mailing list and specifically ask David and Christine to respond or provide an indication on whether that will be something they could support or whether they're further clarifications or changes they would like to see in order for them to be able to support it, and hopefully that, you know, would provide a way forward on this issue.
Okay, thanks. I can see Luke has joined. Luke, you're the center of attention today. Okay, so Marika, if you could post that to the list, then I suppose that's probably a good way forward with this. Faisal, do you have any comments or thoughts at this juncture?
No, I agree with Matt. I think it might be at this point semantics, and I think I can go either way between A or B, and I think option A seems to be much more, to me, direct, easier to manage. So, I mean, there you have it. Those are my comments.
Yep, thank you, Faisal. And I see Volker has also joined the call. Okay, then. So that's what you. So is everybody kind of happy with that? That's how we'll move forward with this. We'll use some kind of wording and see if we can get some feedback from the UDRP providers and see if it's really a matter of semantics or if it was something else. Okay, anything else on this, or are we happy, relatively speaking? Okay. The public comments, pretty much done with those at this stage. Marika, are there any extra ones that we need to look up there?
This is Marika. No, you'll see this on the screen, like the almost final version. So I made the updates based on our discussions last week. The only additional change that I'll need to make is once we've agreed on the settlement question, because there were some comments in relation to that. So I think we need to record those in the public comment review tool once we have closure on that item. But I think otherwise it's for members basically to review the public comment review tool to make sure it accurately reflects our discussion. So when commenters actually go back to this and see how we've dealt with their submissions, that you know they feel that we've addressed them in an appropriate way. So if you have any further comments or suggestions, or if you believe certain things are missing, you know, please let me know and we can update it. Eventually, this will be integrated through a link in the final report. So I said that you know people can go back and we have a record of how we reviewed and addressed the different comments that we received on the initial report.
Okay. Thanks, Marika. I just posted a link there on the chat. Phil Corwin from the Internet Commerce Association has posted about the four-day extension. And my reading of it is I think he seems to be happy with this. You know, if maybe I'm misreading that. Marika, go ahead.
Yeah, this is Marika. On that specific point, I had some private conversations with Phil because he was indeed asking what the outcome was of our discussions, and I think he did indicate that you know, although his preferred option would have still been to extend the overall response time by 7 days, which I think was his original suggestion, I think he also accepted that this was a compromise solution that you know was also a satisfactory, even though he would have preferred the other option. Another question I did, or one comment he did raise, and it's maybe something to call out in our report, I think he wanted as well to clarify that, of course, this extension, this automatic extension, does not preclude any other extensions that the providers can are currently giving at their discretion. I think on one of the provisions in the UDRP. So he wanted to make sure that that doesn't replace that existing provision or that option that is being offered. And I think that was my understanding as well, but maybe if David has joined in the meantime, he can maybe respond to that, or if Joe knows. And otherwise, maybe that's something I can just add to the report so people can review and comment on that. But I believe it was our understanding that this would be an additional automatic extension that could be added in addition to whatever extensions UDRP providers may currently offer at a fee or not at a fee, or at, I think, in express circumstances. Well, I think this one is more at a you just ask and we give it to you, no questions asked basis. So I just wanted to check on that.
Okay. Thank you. All right, then. So with respect to the comments, then, it's just really a matter of a couple of tweaks based on how things pan out around settlement, and then we're done with that. Other outstanding issues with the report, Marika? Putting you on the spot again.
So basically, the next step for me now is to update the report and turn it into a final report, taking note of the changes that we agreed to based on a review of public comments. I hope to be able to turn that around relatively quickly, so definitely ahead of the next meeting, hopefully in the beginning of the week. So that would basically be the starting point for all of you to start reviewing that and really make sure that it reflects what we've discussed based on our review of the comments. As I said, we still have this one remaining item of the settlement discussions that we don't need to insert based on the outcome of that, but hopefully for all the other items, I think I have enough instructions based on our review of the comments to update those. I think one of the things we may want to consider doing is actually including a more detailed flow chart to really show clearly what the different steps of the process are, and I'm happy to have a go at that, probably with Barry's help, who's very good at that. And I think that's basically it with regard to the next steps on the final report. As I said, we're still, I think, working on a schedule to have things done, hopefully, by the 7th of July, which does give us a relatively short time to turn things around. As I said, it is an artificial deadline, so I think if at any point people feel that we are going too fast and more time is needed, I think we'll need to respect that, as we also will need to do a formal consensus call, so basically get the report out on the list and make sure that we have we can measure the level of consensus for the report and its recommendations before we submit it to the GNSO Council. And then we'll also need to draft a motion so that can be submitted together with the report to the GNSO Council for their review. One related question to that is that we have tentatively reserved a meeting time and space for the group to meet in Durban. So I think as we near our deadline, you know, depending on whether we make it or not, we'll need to decide whether to go ahead with that meeting or whether we should cancel it. It's currently tentatively scheduled for Monday morning from 7:30 to 9. So again, as I said before, I think it's initial additional incentive to get work done so you don't have to get up that early.
Yeah, I'm not sure whether I want to thank you or strangle you for the 7:30 a.m. meeting, but okay. Does anybody else have any input or comments at this juncture? Okay. One thing, Marika, if you could, when you have a chance, if you could circulate that explanation of the consensus, what's that thing? You know, the matrix of what is considered consensus.
Yes.
On that, you know what I'm talking about. I can't remember what
yes.
the damn thing is called.
Standard methodology for decision making.
What did you say, sorry?
I said I think it's the standard methodology for decision making, as it's called in the GNSO Working Group guidelines.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. That will just give some guidance because it's to do with, you know, if everybody agrees and it's one, then you know it's obvious, but then there's different levels of agreement. And of course, there's also the option for people to have a dissenting opinion on things. Okay, then. And then, of course, our next meeting is next week. So, is there anything else we need to cover this now? I don't think there is. I think we're pretty much done. Or am I missing something? Okay. Are there any other matters we need to cover, Alan?
Nothing that my addled brain can come up with at the moment.
Okay, then. Unless there's anything anybody else wants to cover in the next 15 seconds, I will adjourn this meeting and give you back half an hour. Going once, going twice. Sold. Meeting adjourned. Speak to you all next week.
Thank you.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you, everyone.